Giddy up, y'all. It's time for Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with Eternum over here in Black Ridge. Let's go ahead and get started. Gonna go to this little chapel right here. Good girl. If you behave like that, I'll give you a bucket of carrots when we're back, deal? I see you can find a horse. Hey, yeah, I did. And it's a good one. Should be able to maintain a good pace for several miles, even in this heat. Sweet. Does she have a name? I call her Roach. Good name. What's my horse's name? Actually, I can only find one. She's the only horse left at the stables. Oh. So I guess I have to go alone after all. Which might be better, honestly. We're not even sure if El Quixote will be hiding in this cabin, so we'll cover more terrain if we split up. Can't we ride together? I guess. It's a big horse. But I'm not sure if I'll be able to control it with both of us on its back. And let me take the reins. I'm an experienced horse rider, don't worry. Experienced horse rider? Since when? Have you ever ridden a horse before? I rode a donkey at a medieval fair when I was 12. I assume it'd be pretty much the same. The carny said, and I quote that, I had a gift worthy of Sir Richard the Lionheart. I don't lie. You can ask Annie. I will ask her. You can be sure. That's a story I don't want to miss. But all right, show me your gift, Lionheart. Let's ride together. With pleasure. You effortlessly mount the horse in one jump and extend your hand to Dahlia. Come on. Okay, let's go. Where am I supposed to put my foot? There's no stirrup. Don't worry about that. Just take my hand and I'll pull you up. Okay. Oh boy. This looks taller than I expected. Are you scared of horses? Is that why you don't have one in Ichabar? I'm not scared of them. I just respect them. You need to lose this fear. You'll never be able to embrace your inner Rohan. Otherwise, I said I'm not scared. You crack the reins and pop up towards the canyon the sheriff mentioned. Slow down! Go, Roach! A few hours later. Emerald Red Rock. Man, this server is as huge as all the others. I hope we didn't take a wrong turn. Are there any other towns in this server apart from Black Ridge? Dahlia? You fall asleep back there? No, I'm here. Yeah, there are a lot of them. I haven't explored it much, but Alex told me there are dozens of towns, and even a big main city down south. Most of them are connected by train. We just came to Black Ridge because it's where El Quixote is hiding. Allegedly. Damn, that's crazy. I wonder how many online players they must be there must be on average. Who knows? Just in Black Ridge, there must be like 100 people? Maybe 200 on weekends. And on Frontier Trails, probably thousands. And that's without including the NPCs. Yeah, I found out about that earlier. Odds with Alex, we had an incident with some weirdo in the NPC. It was a kid, so you can imagine which way the wind was blowing. Oh, that sounds awful. Oh, it was bad, believe me. It's crazy when you think about it, you know? I see it very differently now.
What do you mean?
The NPCs. They're all there, doing their things, even if there isn't any human player to observe them in a 10-mile radius.
Well, we don't know that. Maybe they simply freeze in place when no one's around. Like in Toy Story, but the other way around.
Maybe. You ever wonder if all the NPCs were once real people, like Thanatos?
I ain't think about it, but it seems unlikely. Just the thought of it sounds quite dreadful, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. But you're right, there's no way Ulysses managed to cover so many disappearances.
Unless Ulysses found a way to brainwash and control people from a parallel dimension and bring them here.
Honestly, we've reached a stage where that wouldn't even surprise me. If I were to wake up tomorrow inside a matrix pod surrounded by tubes connected to me, I'd probably just nod and say, oh well, that actually makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably react the same way. Finally!
You seeing what I'm seeing?
Oh, fuck!
I know, right? It's gotta be the damn cabin.
Graham?
Okay, we don't know if there's anyone inside.
Graham?
Let's leave the horse here and... Dahlia grabs your head with her hands and turns it towards the massive sandstorm rolling in from the west.
What the fuck is that? A sandstorm coming this way!
Oh shit! What's gonna happen to us if we stay in the open?
We die!
Fuck! Should we go in the cabin?
What? I can't hear you!
Should we go to the cabin?
We should go to the cabin if we don't want to die!
I can't hear you! Let's go to the cabin! Holy fuck, that thing is moving fast! We better hurry!
Okay, I left the horse in that shed over there!
Alright, let's go inside!
Okay!
Hello! Anybody there? I think it's empty. I'll open the door. Watch out.
Yeah!
Whoa, that's what I call a kick.
Nice technique, eh? Do you see that, Dahlia? God damn it, Grim. Shut the fuck up and get in. Oof. That was close.
I can't see shit.
Yeah. I closed all the window shutters to the sands, excuse me, so the sandstorm doesn't shatter the glass.
Smart.
Wait, I think I see a lantern over there.
That's better.
Alright, it seems to be empty. No bears or psychopaths hiding in the shadows. I guess the man we were looking for wasn't playing a tournament today.
He definitely comes through regularly, though.
Look at these logs, they're still red hot. True.
Maybe the sandstorm caught him out of home.
If that's the case, it won't last long. Laying outside during one of the Frontier Trial sandstorms is almost a death sentence. That's why no one dares to venture too far from towns and main cities. The farther you go, the deadlier they are.
I guess we'll just have to stay here for a while then.
Yep, at least for a couple hours. So, you find us some cards or something? Or you better find us some cards or something.
Well, I see no cards, but I found the cabin's collection of beverages. What do you say? Fancy little drink?
Sure, why the hell not? Since we're gonna be stuck in here anyway, why not get drunk?
That's the spirit. Cheers to being trapped. A few minutes later.
Okay, I'd probably kill Iron Man. Fuck Superman and marry Batman.
Interesting. You're marrying Batman because he's rich, eh? I'd take you for a gold digger.
I'm marrying Batman because he's the cooler one of the three, dumbass.
Can't argue with that.
Okay, your turn now. Fuck, marry, kill. Gertrude, my mom's co-worker.
Oh, God.
Charlotte from school and a Praetorian.
Easy. I'd kill
the Praetorian. I'd fuck
Charlotte,
preferably with a bra on. And I'd marry Gertrude. It'd be funny to see the face on the altar after realizing my name's not Dahlia. True, I wouldn't want to miss that.
Okay, your turn now. Let me think. Let's go with Jerry, Axel, and me.
Can I kill two?
You can't.
Okay then, I kill Axel. I marry Jerry, and I fuck you, I guess.
Interesting. Does Jerry's marriage imply sex?
Definitely not. It'd strictly be a marriage of convenience.
Oh, so I'd be your lover. Nice.
I ain't say that. Hey, don't get your hopes up. Okay, okay, hear me out. Michaela, Idril, and myself.
Oh, this is starting to get interesting. Alright, I'd kill
Idril. I'd fuck. And I managed to survive that somehow. I'd marry you. Oh, okay. Not what I was expecting. No way I'm wasting a chance to marry you. And don't worry. Unlike Jerry's, our marriage also implies lots of sex. No thanks. Not interested.
Oh, okay. I have a good one.
Shoot. Penny, Alex, and Annie.
Damn.
Okay, I'd fuck Alex. We've been friends for so long that I'm sure we'd get along well. The mental image of it definitely sounds good.
Then I'd marry Penny. If I'm not one to put up with her, then who will? I'd imagine you'd say something like that. And well, to be honest, as much as we get on each other's throats, I love her more than anything. So, it doesn't sound that bad. We've always lived together. It wouldn't change much. But don't tell her I said that I love her and that I'd fuck Annie. She's so cute, she's small, but in a hot way, you know what I mean?
You said fuck twice.
Did I? Well, I don't kill anyone.
But you can't repeat an option. That's not how the game works.
Oh, you want to play that game? Alright, me, Penny, and Mom. Fuck, marry, and kill.
Okay,
Hey! There's a dart board over there! You want to play? Look how fast he wants to switch games now!
I was already planning to.
Sure, sure. What do you say? The one who gets further from the center each time takes a shot. I don't think I can drink anymore.
Then, I know that look.
Here comes something dirty.
The loser takes off a piece of clothing.
Bingo.
Strip darts? Strip darts indeed. Registered trademark. I like that smirk.
Might be this homemade whiskey talking, but fuck it. Alright. Let's do this.
Wait, really?
Yeah, why not? I'm not one to shy away from a competition, no matter the circumstances. Let's make it interesting. The game is on.
You know, I've always loved your competitive side.
Dolly stands up with determination and grabs one of the darts. Do you want to make a few test throws? I need no tests. You can start taking off your shoes, though. It'll save us time.
You'll pay for that overconfidence.
Just watch. Straight to the center. Damn it! I drank too much.
Grabbing a blue dart.
This'll be the easiest competition in the history of competitions.
Don't try to find excuses.
Shut up and throw it already. Just make sure not to hit me.
Yeah!
Huh, nice one.
Thank you.
Beginner's luck.
More like pure skill.
Sure. Dahlia slowly removes her boots and leaves them under the table. Now, there's some feet for the feet people. I know there's feet people. There's always feet people somewhere.
Wow.
Your legs really look as if they were sculpted in marble. Shut up and play, Michelangelo.
Dahlia unbuttons her corset and takes it off.
Nice!
I really like this game.
I think there's something wrong with my dart. Let me use yours.
No way, I got used to this one already.
So you're admitting that they're not the same?
Okay, fine, I'll use the red one. But if I win, I get to suck your tits.
What? You're dreaming.
No deal then.
You can lick my ankles.
Your tits.
My legs.
Your abs.
Okay, my abs. Oh, I'm for that. Oh boy, one of my fantasies about to come true. And now you throw the darts like a professional?
Because I am a professional.
I almost hit the center. Make room. No fucking way. You had to have your lucky throw just when I finally got the hang of it.
Is it what it is? Excuse me. It is what it is.
Okay. Fine. Let's get it over with.
Oh, yes, finally. Are you wearing a bra?
You know I'm not.
Oh, dear.
Why are you so excited? You see me naked already. Seeing a girl like you naked will always be as exciting as the first time.
You wouldn't understand.
Dahlia slowly opens her shirt, revealing her nicely shaped breasts and her well-toned abdomen to you. Whoa! You always leave me speechless. Mm-hmm. God, her tummy is so fucking sexy.
Why is him looking at my body with such lewdness turning me on? Why am I enjoying this? I'm enjoying losing a game. Am I giving up my principles? What are you doing?
Said I get to lick your abs if I won.
What? For real? I thought you were kidding.
Kidding? I've been fantasizing about it since I saw you in all your glory that day in your beach.
Well, okay, I guess. If it's part of the game.
But I'll be quick.
Of course. You can feel Dahlia's whole body shuddering in her sparse blonde body hairs.
Excuse me. That was not the right voice for that. You can feel Dahlia's whole body shuddering and her sparse blonde body hair standing on end the moment you touch her stomach. You okay?
Yeah, you tickled me.
You start licking Dahlia's stomach, taking pleasure in each one of her body's involuntary reactions. Man, I'd eat her whole if I could. Her smell is incredible. We've been riding a horse for hours, drinking some weird homemade booze, but our own scent covers it all somehow.
God, this is awkward. Very awkward. Incredibly awkward. Why is it turning me on then? God damn it, Dahlia. I better stop it before I... Okay. Oh, okay. This is enough. You had your fun embarrassing me already.
Certainly, but I gotta say, you taste really good.
You say so.
Did you enjoy it too? I don't remember seeing your nipples so hard when we first started.
Oh, shut up and let's continue playing. Although I only have my panties left to lose, so I don't think this game is gonna last.
Oh, do you accept your defeat?
Yeah, you win. You're way better at me than darts. Happy?
Well, since it's the last round, we can raise the stakes a little.
What about?
If I win, I get another...
If I win, I get another blowjob.
Something like that? We know each other pretty well already, Grim.
Jesus Christ, look at that body.
You're predictable, especially when you're horny.
So...
Yeah, no. As I said, it's obvious that you're better than me.
Then I'll throw the dart with the gloves on. Even the odds. That makes it way more difficult.
And you have to throw it with your eyes closed.
What?
And if I win, it's you who has to give me head.
What? Oh my God. Oh God. Calm down, Grim.
Don't let her see that it's a win-win for you no matter what.
Alright. Seems fair.
Good then. I go first.
Now the game is on.
Can't believe I really asked him to go down on me. Alex is such a bad influence, I shouldn't listen to her. And I can't believe I actually got horny enough to ask him to do that either. Alcohol is also a bad influence. I should stick to the irons. They never betray me. Another situation, I'd probably rush you, but I'm enjoying the view too much for that.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Well, here I go.
Wow.
Oh. Yay, I told you I'd get the hang of it. Bullseye.
Don't celebrate ahead of time.
Come on, have you seen that? That's literally the center.
Just watch and see. Dahlia snorts playfully, handing you a dart and carefully watching you to ensure you don't open your eyes. Let me calculate the effect of the wind.
What? What the hell?
Can I open my eyes now?
How the fuck did you do that?
Oh, bullseye.
Don't bullshit me, you cheated.
No, I didn't.
You used your powers.
I used all my skills available. That's not cheating in my books.
Ha! I should have established the rules earlier.
Well, I guess it's a tie. Should we throw again? Either that or... Nah, forget it. I'm getting carried away. I want you to get carried away so bad, Dahlia. Let's just say what crosses our minds. Full transparency. We're in a cabin in the middle of nowhere. Who cares? I guess you got a point. What'd you think about? Well, it's just that since we both won, what about breaking the tie with one last challenge? Can't believe I'm the one suggesting this and not you. I'll admit that I'm a bit turned on right now. Please tell me you're suggesting a 69. I mean, with what we already did at the code server, it's not weird, right? Is it weird? Absolutely not. So I thought, the first one to make the other come, wins? You rip your shirt off and roughly pull Dahlia towards you. She doesn't resist at all. Fuck, you have no fucking idea how much you're turning me on right now, Dahlia. Easy win for me, then. Hell nah. I'm gonna eat your pussy so raw you're gonna come in 10 seconds. Now it's you who's being overly confident, Grim. Have I told you how fucking much I love your competitive side? I bet you like it even more now. Dahlia pushes you to the ground, positioning herself above you with her legs on either side. Oh my goodness gracious. Take off your panties. Oh Jesus. You grab Dahlia by her huge buttocks and pull her to the ground. You open her ass cheeks, exposing her swollen, already wet pussy. Oh man, this is happening. Oh shit, it is happening. I'm doing a 69 with Grim. Fuck, I can't wait any longer. Without giving her a second to breathe, you start attacking Dahlia's swollen lips. Holy fuck, he's not a wasting a second. And that feels good. Pulling your trousers down. You gotta keep up your game, Dahlia. Oh my god! You feel your dickhead disappear inside of Dahlia's mouth, even though you can't actually see it. My god! You get fully erect in a matter of seconds as she covers your cock in saliva. I can't even concentrate properly on her. She's not only sucking my cock, the thing that she does with her tongue, she moves it in circles like a swirling vortex while she moves up and down. This ain't gonna last long. Fuck, this is absolutely amazing. This is so fucking hot. I want this to last forever. But you gotta win, Dahlia. I have to squeeze him to the fullest. Almost as if you could read each other's thoughts, you two up your pace at the same time, determined to make the other come first. Oh god! Oh Jesus! Shit, I'm gonna come too fast. Fuck! I'm gonna come! I'm not used to this sensation, it's not fair! I am enjoying sucking his cock as much as him eating my pussy. What the hell is wrong with me? After spending a few minutes in complete silence, only interrupted by Dahlia's moans and whimpers, you start to feel the climax really close. Shit, this is amazing! You lick up and down her perfectly shaved pussy and press your tongue in as far as you can get it. She's also close. Yeah! For fuck, Grim. Oh, Dahlia. You're not gonna win. It's you who won't be able to. She's going to town. Oh my god. You suddenly feel your cock completely, wow, penetrating Dahlia's throat, forcing you to stop your task for a second. Oh, fuck, there's no way on earth she's doing that with her mouth. My god, how the hell did she take it so deep? Her throat offers no resistance at all. It's as if it lets me stretch it at will. Oh shit, I'm gonna come. Come on, Grim, make her come first. Suck her clit, you can do it. Oh shit, I can't. Ah! Oh yeah! Kool-Aid Man! Oh yeah! Oh!
Where the hell am I? What the hell is this? No. Oh! Fuck! Yes! Take it all, babe! Good girl. You like that, don't you? Mm-hmm. Dahlia laps every last bit of cum, skillfully licking your cock until it gleams, leaving not a trace behind. It shines like on a early Saturday morning. Fuck! You gotta make me develop a fetish for this. Yes, please. Rolling onto her side and clumsily standing up. Anyways, I think that this is a victory. I've never been happier to lose a game. That was simply too much for me to handle. It really was. My jaw hurts. I bet. Lord, you're gonna have to go in there and do some jaw exercises after that. When it comes to this, you're a goddess. Thanks. You both pick up the clothes scattered through the cabin and start getting dressed. This was fun. I'm glad we shared the same opinion. It's certainly been a way to pass the time until the sandstorm was over.
Oh wow, the sandstorm is true. I've forgotten about it.
I wonder why. I was too focused on more important things.
I bet.
Hey, a wise man knows the importance of setting his priorities right. I guess we have to go back to town now, though. By the time we get there, it'll already be nighttime. Too bad the whole trip has been in vain. Cabin was empty, and we didn't discover anything about El Quixote or the Gem of Doom.
Well, I wouldn't say in vain. Come on, let's go on back to Black Ridge. Let's go!
Well, she said it, but you know, you guys get it.
Wow, what a view!
Yeah, the sandstorm take all the clouds with them.
The mortal danger they involve seems almost worth it now. For real. You lead the horse to the nearby pond so she can drink before making your way back.
Easy, girl. Everything's over. Safe now.
Is she okay?
Yeah, just a bit startled because of the storm. But she seems to be calming down now that she drank some water. I'm going to climb up that hill to make sure we're going in the right direction. It'll already be dark by the time we get to Black Ridge, so we won't be able to use the sun to orient ourselves.
Alright. Easy now, Roach. That storm was scary, eh? Don't worry, we all get scared sometimes. Dahlia was scared to ride you before coming here, and look at her now.
I can hear you, you know. Told you I'm not scared of horses. At Ichabar, I've literally ridden grip. Huh? What the fuck? Look, Dahlia, you okay?
What happened?
I don't know. I think I stepped on a trap.
Okay, let me help you get down.
I heard you laughing.
I mean, it's pretty comical seeing you like this.
Oh, yeah. Super funny. Next time you're the one trapped, I'm gonna laugh too. This could happen.
Shit, Grim, be careful.
Behind you.
Huh? Oh, fuck.
Hey, buddy. Great day to fish, eh?
We're dead.
Huh? You can say that again, buddy. Pleased to meet another fishing enjoyer. The name's Boone.
Oh, that wasn't the reaction I was expecting. But nice to meet you.
You say that because of my appearance?
Well...
Huh, I get it a lot. No worries. I usually scare off people because I'm a big guy and I look kind of angry. Blame my father for this angry grin. Sorry about that, miss. I just set a few traps around in an attempt to catch the chupacabra.
Don't worry.
I'm actually relieved to see that you're a nice guy.
Did you say the chupacabra?
Yeah, a creature that attacks and drinks the blood of livestock. I've seen him a couple times a night, but the little rascal always gets away from me.
That's so cool. What's it look like?
It's like a mix between a dog and a big boar. Picture this. It's got those cool spines along its back, and its fangs are absolutely massive. Quite a sight, I tell you. He's smaller than Bigfoot, but much more elusive.
Are there Bigfoots in these mountains, too?
Indeed, I saw one last month.
but they're gentle creatures, so I try to protect them from other hunters. I was actually leaving them some food in a nearby cave when the sandstorm started.
Wow, I'd love to see one.
If you like mythological creatures, you should visit the Tumbleweed Server. The old mines are infested with wendigos.
Oh yeah, I heard about that place.
According to what people say, a group of NPCs was stuck inside the old mines for weeks. After weeks trapped, they ended up having to resort to cannibalism, so they were cursed and turned into wendigos, ghoul-like monsters that devour people.
Wow.
Of course, these are all rumors, but you never know. Look at the werewolf attacks from the Red Heron.
Oh my, tell me more about that.
This sounds fascinating, guys, but my blood is starting to rush to my head, you know. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, miss. I get sidetracked sometimes.
Wait. Are you gonna try to shoot the rope?
What if you hit me? Don't worry. My aim is excellent. But. Ouch. You okay? Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, I don't want to bother you anymore, guys. I'm sorry about the trap.
Actually, we came here looking for you. We were hoping you could help us find El Quixote. He has something we need.
Oh, my old gang leader. Oh, were bad times. I didn't like their modus operandi, so I quit the gang.
Do you know where we could find him?
We just know he wears a red bandana and has blue eyes. If he's in a tournament, he'll either be in this server or one of the two bases we used to have. I have some maps and indications in my cabin back there. I could give them to you.
Really? You don't mind?
Not at all. I owe him nothing. He was a nasty man. He wanted to hunt down all the Bigfoots. Can you believe it?
Despicable.
Will it take long? I should really log off soon. Mom gets mad if we're still playing by dinner time. Maybe a bit, but no worries. There's another exit portal not too far from here. You don't have to go back to Black Ridge.
At least one of us should go back to Black Ridge, though. To tell Alex and Calypso what we found out and let them know we're okay.
Yeah, that might be best. You go to Black Ridge. I'll go with Boone to learn about Coyote's hiding spots. If he doesn't mind. No, not at all, miss. I like to help kind people, and I'd be happy to show you my cabin.
Oh, actually, we saw it already. We took shelter there during the sandstorm.
Yep, so sorry if some things are out of place. Oh, I recognize that sudden blush, miss. Don't worry, guys, you're not the first couple to make love in my cabin during a sandstorm. It's quite a love nest, eh?
What?
We didn't. I mean, we didn't have sex. It depends on what you mean by sex. I guess that... Anyway, yeah, let's go to the cabin. Yeah. I'll help you sweep up. Oh, I love young love. Yeah, all right, guys, let's get going then. If you really want to go to Black Ridge today, you'll have to hurry up.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for helping us.
Don't mention it.
Well, I'll take Roach with me then.
Don't worry. I'll take good care of her. I'm sure you will.
I'll see you later at home.
Sure. And hey, thank you.
Huh?
Thank you for respecting me. You know, back there in the cabin.
Is this you being ironic?
No. I mean that you know you'd probably like to have to do more, but I didn't want to, and you didn't pressure me.
I appreciate that. Of course, Dahlia.
We're just having fun there. If one of us stops being comfortable with something, it stops being fun.
Yes.
We certainly did have fun, yes. If you ever want to have some more fun, you know where to find me. Oh, I'm sure you're always up for some fun. See you later, Grim. Goodbye, Dahlia.
Goodbye, Dahlia. Well, looks like it's just you and me now, Roach. Hope you like my company, because it's quite a long road back to Black Ridge.
You ready, miss?
Sure.
I gotta ask, what's your favorite species of sturgeon fish? I can prepare you a quick snack.
Are there more than one?
What? There are dozens of them.
Really?
I'll give you a quick summary, don't worry. First you got the white sturgeon, native to the Pacific Northwest of North America. Believe it or not, they can reach lengths of over 20 feet.
Looks like Dahlia won't be bored either. Few hours later.
Alright, guys, and that's where we're going to leave it off for right now. We'll see you back here next week with more Eternum on Grim's Uncanny Valley. Stay tuned next for
I think I'm gonna do Shale Hale. Alright, I'm out.